This is 91.9 FM, WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Novelist and short story writer Mary Knowles Murfree was born in 1850 on her family's plantation called Grantland, near Murfreesboro, Tennessee. She is considered by many to be Appalachia's first significant female writer. The town of Murfreesboro is actually named after her great-grandfather, Colonel Hardy Murfree, who fought in the Revolutionary War. From the age of 4, Murfree struggled with lameness, which was caused by a fever. Her condition ultimately became chronic, and late in life she was blind. Her father was a successful lawyer in Nashville, and summers with her family were spent in Beersheba Springs near McMinnville, relaxing and soaking in the hot mineral springs. Murfree attended the National Female Academy, then Shigure Institute, a finishing school in Philadelphia, where she realized her love for poetry and music. She first began writing stories for her own and her family's entertainment. But in 1874, two of her satirical essays titled Flirts and Their Ways and My Daughter's Admirers were published in Lippincott's magazine. And a few years later, her story titled The Dancin' Party at Harrison's Cove was published in the Atlantic Monthly, but under the pen name Charles Egbert Craddock. Murfree's first book, a collection of stories called In the Tennessee Mountains, was published in 1884, and her first novel, titled Where the Battle Was Fought, was published later that same year. These works were all under the name of Charles Craddock. However, Murfree's secret was revealed when she was asked to meet with her publishers in Boston. Fortunately for Murfree, the revelation of Charles Craddock's true identity only added to her celebrity and to more interest in her writing. As her work began to grow, so did her reputation. It's even been said that when President Theodore Roosevelt visited Murfreesboro, he shouted from a train platform, "Where's Craddock? She's the person I want to see." The time was right for Murfree's writing. America's horizons were expanding, and people were curious about unfamiliar areas like the mountains of Tennessee. She wrote 25 novels in all, most of which focused on mountain life, Tennessee history, and Cherokee culture. Many reviewers enjoyed her depictions of the exotic yet ordinary mountain people. But Murfree also had her critics. She was consistently criticized for her stereotyping of the mountaineer and for her overblown, highly romanticized descriptions of the landscape. And although she was known for the realism of her accounts, in fact, she was from a wealthy family and most likely would have had very little contact with the local people. Sadly, by the time of her death in 1922, Murfree's reputation was mostly destroyed. Nonetheless, many scholars find it hard to discuss Southern literature without her. Murfree is in fact labeled Tennessee's foremost woman writer of fiction on a historical landmark in Murfreesboro, adding to the fact that, like it or not, Mary Knowles Murfree will forever hold a place in the state's literary history.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.